It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Ogla Weiss.
Our guest today is Carl Rosenkrantz, the Executive Director of the Ozarks Area Community Action Corporation, which we know better as OCAC. Welcome to the program, Mr. Rosenkrantz.
Thank you.
I would like to talk to you about some of the things that OCAC does to improve the lives of our citizens who have fallen below the poverty line. Do you have any idea of what the percentage of population in Springfield and Greene County is that is considered to be living below the poverty line?
Yes, the latest statistics we have, there's some from 2015 and there's some from 2016. In Greene County, the poverty rate looks like it's around anywhere from 16.5 to 18.7%. Now, when we talk about poverty, we're talking about the 100% of the guidelines. And with the Springfield area, the poverty rate's much higher. It's about 25.9%. These are estimates, but when you look at the information we have, every year there's a census information that comes out, especially when it occurs in 2010, 2020, when it will be much more information that comes out. But the poverty rate's been about the same for the last couple of years, and we have a large poverty population in Springfield and also in Greene County. And statewide, there's only about 14% of Missourians who live below the federal poverty level, which is 100% of the poverty. And for people who don't know what that means, if you look at a family of four and they make $25,100 in income, they're considered low below the poverty line. Anything above that, they're not eligible for some of the programs we have. But every program has different guidelines, so that's also hard to do.
So I would like to find out some of the programs that OCAC offers that are specifically geared towards children. Can you give us a rundown, say, of some of those that you offer?
Yes. OCAC has a Head Start, Early Head Start program. And by that I mean we have a Head Start program for children 3 to 5 years old, Early Head Start for children 0 to 3. We've had this program for over 50 years. And right now we're working with an enrollment of about 800 children in the Head Start program and 186 in the Early Head Start program. Its funding year is September through August, and some of the classes we have are part year, some of the classes are full year.
You mentioned neighborhood centers. Are those in every county in Southwest Missouri?
Yes, we have a neighborhood center, and we call them neighborhood centers because they started almost 50 years ago in that capacity. One in each county, and the primary purpose of the neighborhood centers is to provide a first point of contact for people coming into the area who don't know anything about the programs that are involved, who want to know what they can do to help further themselves. And each of the neighborhood centers has primarily basic classes. We do an intake assessment and referral on people when they come in. We have life skills classes, case management, community projects, several of them that work with children in the schools, and we try to provide the best possible services for people.
Since you mentioned Head Start, I want to go to the other side. What about grandparents? Are there anything that grandparents can volunteer for?
Yes, we have a foster grandparent program, and what that means is they're volunteers ages 55 or older, and they're basically serving as role models, mentors, friends to children with exceptional needs. We have foster grandparents and Head Start centers, developmentally disabled locations, and we cover our OCAC 10-county area, plus we also go 4 counties outside the area to provide services as far as away as Kabul. And they get a lot of benefits. They get meals, they get an annual physical, they get insurance, they get orientation, monthly in-services, training. We consider it to be an excellent opportunity for grandparents. This program has been with OCAC for almost 46 years.
And can you mention how a person would be able to get in touch with you if they would like to volunteer for any of these programs?
First of all, if you go to the OCAC website at www.oac.ac,
Well, then the other one that I heard about is voice. And tell us a little bit about that in the little time that we have left.
Voice is an elementary school project. It's called Vocational Opportunities Inspiring Children in Elementary. And we host voice experiences where we have partners, volunteers basically, in the community coming on to talk about 6 career paths. And the students talk about the activities involved in those career paths. And we find it very rewarding for not just the people who are volunteering to provide the service, but also for the children themselves. And we work with the elementary schools in our Tan County area.
You do a lot with what you have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rosenkranz, for being here. And thank you for listening. I'm Ilga Weiss for the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This segment and previous programs are on the web at ksmu.org.